Hello, my name is Corey Santo Domingo, and I'll be interviewing my older brother, Marco.
Hello.
What was your experience like when you went to King?
It was very boring when I went to King. There was nothing fun. I would say that maybe the teachers there were nice, like, say, Namchan. Yeah, his jokes were very funny. P.E. was fun. Play dodgeball all day, you do nothing except for run. You have Miss Chimino. Mm-hmm. I'll listen to her. She gives you very excellent advice for high school. That's pretty much it.
Alright, so, what was it that made your experience at King boring?
The thing that made my experience at King boring was there wasn't anything really fun to do there. When you're in 8th grade, you realize that the school is small. You just go to the parks, talk to friends, nutrition, lunch, that's all you really do. The events there was just probably orchestra. You do what the track fundraising thing, the track small, I don't know. I'd say there were pretty much other better schools out there, in my opinion.
Was there any problems at Thomas Starr King Middle School that made you hate it so much?
No, I guess back in my day, when I went to Thomas Starr King, which was 4 or 5 years ago, it seemed pretty unsafe. You have bullies around pushing people into the lockers during PE. Ah, wait, that reminds me. There was this one guy who was selling weed in middle school. Who sells weed in middle school? I don't think that's a very safe thing to do at Thomas Starr King. Would you want that known around downtown or any other place? Hey, no. Thomas Starr King sells weed. They let their, what, how old are they? 14, 13 years old?
Yeah.
They're doing weed. Yo, oh, here's a problem too. In my day, there was a principal there.
Yeah.
I forgot the name, but the previous principal, when we caught the guy who was selling weed and other drugs,
yeah,
he came back to school the very next day and just said, oh, I had a warning. There was no type of punishment at all. Nothing. I mean, what type of punishment system is Thomas Starr King doing? They're like allowing this to happen, saying, oh, okay, if you go murder a guy, do you think you could get a same apology? Say, I'm sorry, can I come back? Well, of course, we're Thomas Starr King, we'll accept you back.
Well,
that's just how it works. In this interview, ask me other questions, but I'm saying this here.
Yeah, but murder is not even in comparison to drug use and drug distribution.
Sure, not in comparison, but I'd say in retrospect here, you could say it's an analogy. You wouldn't want a person who's selling the weed at Thomas Starr King to go back, right?
Yeah,
exactly.
I guess.
That brings back to my thing. The faculty was, you know, messed up. It was an unsafe environment, and that's why I hated it.
Oh, okay.
Go to any other school, and they won't have that problem.
Well, I guess that concludes our interview.